Hey girl, are you feeling out of control? Are you lost in a sea of brain fog? Do you have nothing left for the bedroom at the end of the day? Are you riding the hormone roller coaster to Crazy Town? Sister, I know you're tired. Managing your hormones day to day, month to month, I mean period health, thinning hair, weight gain, hot flashes, night sweats, sore, lumpy breasts. Never mind the brain fog, what about water retention? Or is your hair growing where? I know, you can relate. I mean, right now, you know what I'm talking about. I'm Dana, and I'm here to help you transform. I believe that when we work on your hormone health through nutrition, faith, education, and implementation, you will have a health and hormone transformation. I invite you to join me here and other women just like you for the Wise Divine Woman podcast. Ooh, girl, we got something good today. How elderberries? Do you know what elderberries are? Well, let me talk about it today, but we're going to talk about how you can keep healthy during this change of season. I can't say cold and flu season because we're not supposed to, right? It's COVID. We've had cold and flu season for a year now, but let's take a look at how we can naturally support our immune system. This is an old school remedy and I love it. I remember my dad always talking about elderberry pie, and I'm pretty sure that my grandma always kept some elderberry, you know, elderberry juice, some elderberry syrup, and probably made some old school Mennonite recipes with elderberries that helped support your immune system. If you look back in some great old country cookbooks, there's always some great cough syrups that always had a bit of rum. You know what I'm saying? But today we're going to talk about elderberries. It's so incredible. And this is, again, another great natural fruit that God created for us, right? The birds love it. You got to be quick if you want to pick it fresh. If not, they do have it in stores. You can order it online. You can get elderberry juice in your health food store. But today, we're going to leave a recipe down below. So, elderberries. It has been used for decades as a natural remedy against cold and flu throughout history. It's also been used to treat toothaches, wounds, burns, fever, and over 70 ailments. Isn't that incredible? It is a potent plant with many restorative properties. And that's what I love about plant health, right? It's so natural and so easy. It is rich in various antioxidants, right? Vitamin A, C, and some B vitamins. Anthocyanins are a specific antioxidant in elderberries that have been an important function in strengthening your immune system and helping you fight off any potential sickness, virus, bacteria infection, right? They are also the compounds that give elderberries their vibrant dark purple color, right? I love eating the color of the rainbow. Some studies show that they have other antioxidant compounds in these berries, right? It increases the number of circulatory white blood cells in our body, which is so important for people who are fighting chronic disease or cancer, which are the main cells that are involved in immune defense. Right? You need to increase your white blood cells. You need to support those babies as they're working so hard for you. However, these berries are more than just immune boosting. They also contain an antiviral property, which can help fight off viruses, period. Isn't that great? All of these great natural foods that have been provided for us, created for us in this world. These properties are thanks to compounds known as bioflavins, which are able to deactivate the virus and prevent it from invading our cells. Without being able to invade a host cell, viruses cannot live. High vitamin C content also plays an important role in the elderberry's immune strengthening power. Vitamin C is VIP for properly functioning immune system and acts as an antioxidant itself. So that being said, adding elderberry syrup, creating your own elderberry syrup is going to be super important. But also getting extra sources of vitamin C into your diet is going to be also really important, right? Orange juice, the effervescent ester C's, different forms of vitamin C, I believe, as in any form, many forms of different nutrients are going to be important for the absorption and the ability for your body to use these vital nutrients. Many herbal and natural remedies are well known to improve and treat various ailments, but the elderberry is the one that has many research-based scientific studies that support its healing properties. How many old school remedies have you ever done before? Hey, I remember when my mom used to do mustard plaster, and I really, you know, at the time did not like them. But now I'm like, oh yeah, that'd be great. Have you ever tried a mustard bath? Well, I'll put a link in the show notes, but let me tell you, sometimes going back to those old school remedies are really exciting. Or is it just me? I don't know. So back to elderberries. You know, some of these studies have shown that individuals with a cold, illness, flu, who took elderberry had significantly faster improvements in their symptoms compared to those who did not take it. Studies were conducted on the effectiveness of elderberry during previous, many years ago, influenza outbreaks, right? And it also has shown very similar positive results. The individuals who took elderberry syrup were feeling significantly better and recovered 1/3 of the time, right? These are great promises, especially if you're just, you know, wanting to boost yourself. Washing your hands, wearing a mask during this time, but supporting yourself nutritionally is also going to be important. Elderberry has anti-inflammatory properties as well. It plays a huge role in alleviating some of the symptoms, right? Such as sneezing, runny nose, and congestedness. Lastly, you know, again, this is my favorite topic. Elderberries are also rich in fiber, helps us poop better. Although fiber doesn't have a fast-acting effect of curing and preventing illness, it helps strengthen your immune system in the long run overall. If you're backed up, your health is going to be slowing down significantly. If you, you know, we'll talk about that another episode. I love talking about bowel movements and poop. We'll save that for another time. Humans don't always necessarily have the enzymes to break down and absorb fiber, but it's never wasted. Fiber is prebiotic, meaning that it serves as food for healthy bacteria residing in our gut. These bacteria are especially important for keeping us healthy, as they play an enormous role in fighting off those bad bacteria that cause us to get sick. Eating lots of fiber will help us increase the population of healthy bacteria, which take up so much space in our gut, right? There is even bacteria in our breasts, right? In all of our little morsels of our body, there is bacteria. And we need to keep them good and strong. That's so important. Eating lots of fiber will help increase the population of bacteria, right? Period. It will help us take over and fight against any of these nasties that we're being presented with. This in turn helps us prevent us from getting sick and helps us building a strong, better immune system. So take this time today, look up in the show notes some great immune boosting formulas for essential oils, for elderberry syrup, for mustard baths, for dry brushing, right? These are all super important, easy things that you can do for yourself to manage stress and build your immune system. Thanks so much for joining me today. Ladies, join me for my breakthrough belly bloat boot camp on January the 6th, starting at 6:30 live on my Facebook page, Wise Divine Woman. We're going to talk about what aches your belly. Why can't you bend over and tie up your shoes? Why is it after
this meal or that meal or that glass of wine or that cup of juice or that smoothie, that I continually have this hard gut feeling. It is relentless and I cannot figure out what's causing it. Well, I hope to debloat some of those bad habits that you've created for yourself. I want to talk about foods you can avoid, release the gas perhaps, and come up with some great new naturally stomach smoothing recipes just for you. Join me live on Facebook, January the 6th at 6:30. Hey sister, are you fed up with feeling out of control? Are you lost in a sea of brain fog? You have nothing left for the bedroom at the end of the day? Are you riding that hormone roller coaster to crazy town? Sister, I know you are tired of managing your hormone health month to month. I mean, heavy period, low period, no period, spotty periods, thinning hair, weight gain, hot flashes, brain fog, lumpy tender breasts, water retention, and hair, who knows where it's growing now. I know you can relate, can't you? I mean, right now, you know, I'm talking to you. I'm Dana, and I'm here to help you transform. I believe that when we work on your hormone health through nutrition, faith, education, and implementation, you will have a hormone and health transformation. I invite you to join me and other women just like you in a 12-week completely immersive program called the Wise Divine Women Hormone Transformation. This 12-week live coaching program was created to meet you personally while you are facing these very emotional challenges in your life right now. Inside this program, we're going to go through some very specific solutions that are going to help you with learning to eat for hormone health, change self-sabotaging mindset, correcting hormone imbalances, recharging your libido to light up your bedroom, and everything in between. In addition to these great solutions, I'm going to help you understand thermography as a proactive tool, your breast health through my exclusive Touch Your Tatas program, and how to integrate your healthcare team, and so much more. If you are ready to feel your best again and reclaim your hormones, restore vitality, and regain your confidence in your health, then this is the program for you. Well, I bet you're wondering what is actually the 12-week masterclass involved? Well, we're going to look at what triggers your hormones, how to reset your hormones. We're going to learn better eating habits. We're going to break through. We're going to build you up with confidence, and we're going to incorporate this through meal plans and grocery lists, instructional videos, daily insightful worksheets, weekly coaching, and educational videos about our weekly topics. And we're also going to have this really great unique space with incredible soul sisters in our private Facebook page where we can support each other and learn from each other and gain insight and encouragement. And you know, our weekly topics are about eating habits. Sugar, it is the enemy. Your gut health and how important that is to your hormones. How stress can impact not only your life, but your body and your hormones. Thyroid health, what causes imbalances. How to build your immune system and how that affects your hormone health. Adrenal. Weight loss, exercise, self-care, healthy mindsets. Oh my gosh, there's so much in this program, 12 weeks intensive. It is a big course. It's an intensive course. It's 12 weeks. You know, this is something that I've been working on for all of this year. And the price everyone wants me to charge is $497 for this 12-week intensive. But because it's a new year, we've gone through so much, we've struggled through so many things, I'm offering it until January the 11th for $297. And with that, you get private coaching, you get exclusive access to me 24/7 through Vox, and I'm really so excited that I'm pouring my heart and soul into this to be there for you, Wise Divine Woman, that you are meant to be. So, hope you enjoy me on January the 6th for my Belly Bloat Breakthrough Boot Camp, where we're going to talk about, you know, what causes the stomach to bloat, what habits you can incorporate into your daily regime to help break through that uncomfortable situation that happens when who knows what you eat, what time what you eat, when you drink, what smoothie you're drinking. This is a relentless problem that many, many people have. So let's get together on January the 6th at 6:30 on my Wise Divine Woman Facebook page, and we're going to get to the bottom of your bloating naturally, give you some stomach soothing recipes and wisdom into helping you de-bloat your belly. I hope you can join me. Thank you for being part of this mission. Thank you for being part of what drives me into just wanting to be part of women's life and giving them hope and assurance of who that they can become.